Hi, welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall. I felt a need to get another video out about this virus. It's out of control in China, and I wanted to share with you the news coming out of China that I have found. I also wanted to share the news that I've heard from, you know, Dr. Joe, toxicologist, that's his expertise. Sherry Edwards, who is the director of the Acoustic Biology Center. They're both saying from totally different perspectives that this has been weaponized. It's a bioweapon. And the numbers, for those of you that are questioning whether this epidemic could be real or not, I highly think it's unlikely that a country like China would do the severe measures that they're doing if it wasn't a very, very serious situation. Countries don't shut down airports, shut quarantine millions of people in, you know, like Wuhan has 11 million people. They just don't do that. And let me tell you what the Chinese news, it's the second largest state-run news agency, has just put out. This is as of today. They're putting out new numbers. And let me tell you what these numbers, everybody's saying that the Chinese numbers are extremely underreported. So if they're extremely underreported, this is pretty serious, just what they're reporting today. Okay, so we're looking at, okay, this is not that huge. It's what, 2,714 cumulative confirmed cases is what they're saying, but it's confirmed. They have 563 of those confirmed cases in urgent condition. They had 31,934 new patients admitted to hospitals in the area based on fever conditions that look like it could be the virus. So this is China's state-run media saying there was almost 32,000 new fever virus type situations admitted to the hospital just yesterday. So China has shut down air travel in and out of major cities. The public areas such as tourist sites, museums, and theaters have all been shut down. Major factories have been shut down. Shopping malls are shutting down or reducing hours across the country. Trains have been shut down until February at the least. Now, this isn't everywhere, but these are in and out of major cities. The military has mobilized to treat the sick, and many have heard already that a new hospital is urgently being built in Wuhan. They should have that done in a few days. I don't know how they build a hospital in 8 days, but they're doing it. There are 55 subway stations, including stops at railway stations and the Beijing Capital International Airport, that are measuring people's fever, and if they have, or their temperature, body temperature, if they have a fever, they're being admitted to the hospital. So anyone with abnormal body temperatures. And then I have sources out of China, you know, I've seen news reports, but I also have personal sources out of China that are telling me that millions of people have fled China ahead of the quarantine out of the south border. Sources out of Russia tell me that Russia is just turning away all Chinese flights. So the world is starting to mobilize. Chinese state news is saying that there are outreach from many countries that are trying to help bring in medicine and food. Wuhan, they have no food supplies. It is barren. The doctors, the medical staffs don't have the proper or enough medicine to take care of people. I just got this in from one of my sources out of China as I was finishing up production on this. So I'm adding this in. She says, at this stage, the reported figure of fatality rate from China via Hong Kong media is at 15%. 80% chance of catching the disease if you have no face mask and staying with the infectious. She says, nothing really is to do with how strong you are, I think, as this virus is somehow manufactured. I'm going to tell you that according to doctors, she didn't say this, I'm adding this in. According to doctors like Dr. Joe and others I've been talking to, your immunities are key to being able to fight this off successfully. You might still get it, but you'll be able to successfully fight it off. Okay, back to what she says. Other news, including a group of seven scientists, SARS experts back then, went to Wuhan at that seafood animal farmed market. Two of them have been infected after that. They were in full gear going in and rumored that one of the two was wearing the safety glasses. This scientist now gone missing as media wished to confirm this. Unfortunately, CCP media keeps it very secretive. That's the China state media. These infected were not spreading the virus prior to the symptoms turned up. In fact, they can still pass on to other people easily during their mutation period. That's the reason why they needed to be in isolation for 14 days. The health department is still saying they are not infectious during the period and somehow contradicting what they recommend people returning from China on the guideline. I would really suggest U.S. and all the countries put travel ban on all Chinese residents slash citizens to any other countries. This is deadly serious. I understand you wish to verify and receive more validations. We're all facing a closed-minded, super egoistic country and making the whole situation getting out of hand. Just see how scared they first locked down Wuhan, then the capital city, Beijing. You know they are so scared. President Xi is super scared. At the very first time he delegates this superior task to his friend Li Kaifang, I can't pronounce it right. He's the Chinese premier to Wuhan. Mr. Li thought about this for a day and then accepted this task. With limited resources of mask availability and even hand sanitizers are run out, Hong Kong is rationing masks, restricting people buying 6 masks only. In the interim, you may see if any of your guests can provide knowledge on how to make disinfectant at home and what to do for the best home care, along with how to disinfect to clean the pipes at home office. And I've been giving people updates on this, and just keep watching for updates. I do have a supplier that might be making available a spray to actually kill the virus. So just keep listening. Okay, and she continues, in Hong Kong, people are applying the practice from Tsar's experience. One of them is to ensure cleaning all pipes by flushing cleaning liquid with high portion of disinfectant chemicals. This is one of the best practices to ensure the virus can be curbed. You may also wonder why Hu's head not acting anything until paying a visit to the capital city of China yesterday. Who is in charge is actually the Chinese puppet. Just check out what Tedros Adhanom, I can't pronounce it right, says. He is still refusing to declare China is an outbreak. Have you seen any Who's boss going to Africa for Ebola's outbreak? Any fatality rate shots up around the world. We, the whole world, need to hold this guy accountable along with China CCP. This is a criminal offense. That's what she said. This is pretty incredible here. And I just wanted to make sure that you got the latest on what I had.
You know, I would wish they would listen to Sherry Edwards. She has the ability to do some preventative work and mass error sounds, healing by acoustics. People, a lot of people don't believe it. And so it's hard to get your head wrapped around that bioacoustics is a real medicine, but it is. She won the National Award for New Medicine, and it has been proven by many prestigious labs such as Mayo Clinic and Johns Hopkins that this type of bioacoustics is a real deal. It is real medicine. She also has different people that have done testimonials on people she's treated. She was born with a mutation in her ear where she can hear 200 times better than an average human. So much like a dog can sniff cancer, she can hear medical conditions, and it's real. And so she's been working for decades to come up with bioacoustics to cancel out the issues. Just like music, there's two notes that cancel each other out, or waves that cancel each other out. You can do that with healing properties, and she's amazing. And with the mass problems that are happening with this virus, why not try it? We can take an average citizen there, somebody who has no medical skills or whatever, and they can go to work at blasting this sound out and helping people. It doesn't take a super trained medical doctor to do this and to get that sound and that music from Sherry. So if you're willing, you're in China, and you're willing to do this, please contact me and I'll put you in touch with Sherry. I think it's a great, great alternative to help prevent more sickness. I also want to tell you, you know, people are shaming us a little bit for sharing the C60, but it makes no sense. I mean, this is the time for us to be sharing it even more because it's the best for building up your immunities. Patrons get a 10% discount, and anybody that signs up as a patron, you can share that with your loved ones. I don't care. Usually I restrict it and say, please don't share this, but just share it with your loved ones. Otherwise, the average listener gets a $5 discount. And it's the best. There are, I'm posting on, underneath the C60 information, I'm posting multiple articles on showing how it specifically works to combat a coronavirus, and the black seed oil, the C60, which is also called fullerenes, and the curcumin, which will be added to the supplements next month, that also battles viruses. It's so important that you look into this C60 because it's the best thing we have out there. There's other things that you can do, like washing your hands, colloidal silver, elderberry, ginger. Take all these things, drink the green tea with the ginger, do what you can to build up your immunities. Vitamin C, make sure you're eating your vitamins, make sure you're eating your green vegetables, make sure that you're getting a full balanced diet. This is the time to be as healthy as you possibly can be. And also, please keep up with the urgent updates. Stay away from, if you know there's an infected person, stay away from them. But don't panic in the sense of if your immunities are very highly developed, you should be fine. In the United States, there's very few cases, so at this point, I don't think you should panic. I just think you should be very well aware. Get ahead of this. Get on C60. Get healthy. Build up your immunities. If you're on it for a month before this thing hits in your area, you are going to be a lot better off than before. It builds up your immunities. According to Dr. Joe, it does a 70% increase on your immunities. So look into that. I also wanted to share with you some of my experiences. I did go to China and I came back on January 10th. People are asking me if I'm seeing any symptoms and I was in China and stuff. And just want to let you know, I was nowhere near Wuhan, which is the source of this virus. But I also want to say that I've been back for over 2 weeks. So if I or any of the people that I went with had this virus, we would be showing symptoms by now. So I think I'm out of the woods. I'm safe. So I just wanted to ease your concerns about me or any of my family members or the people that went on our delegation about me being ill. And I also want to tell you, I am doing some mini documentaries. This virus and other things have come up and I'm pushing it back. But I am going to be doing some things on what I saw with China. The differences, you know, you're seeing the Project Veritas videos coming out about re-education camps. I got to tell you that I did have some communists on my delegation. I had people from all the spectrum on our delegation. And I asked them about re-education. What are you going to do about if you want to implement communism in the United States? What would you do with all the people that, you know, don't belong, that believe in capitalism? And their answer was, we got to do something with them. They need to be re-educated or something needs to be done. And I mean, and all of them were nodding their head. So re-education camps is more serious than people realize. You know, Project Veritas interviewed and saw a lot of people in the Bernie camp. But the first one wasn't very articulate. He was swearing a lot and he kind of looked like a thug. And then he's showing some other people that are a little bit more articulate. But I got to tell you, the people I was with, very educated, very well spoken, very well, they can write very well. And those are the people that if they truly believe it and they would actually implement it, which I think they would, those are the people we have to be a little bit more concerned about because they are very well spoken and it's not just, you know, a bunch of thugs. It's across the political spectrum, or across that political spectrum of people, the Bernie supporters, the Antifa people. They all believe in re-education camps for people like me who really likes free markets. I want freedom. I don't want more power to the state because I know how corrupt the state is. I think the state needs to be cleaned up. We need to clean up all this corruption before we can give them any more power. I don't think they should have any power based on how corrupt they are. We're all seeing it on display. And I think you have to be out of your mind to give more power to them. Now, sharing more resources with people who are disabled, things like that, I guess we can have some conversations like that. But I don't want more money going to the corrupt people who are going to steal it anyways. So we have to come up with solutions to help the needy. You know, Jesus says there's always going to be people who need our help. So we got to figure out how to do it. If we're not going to do it through the churches, we're not going to do it through charities, then we got to do it some way. And we got to figure that out. So that's my thoughts on it. I'm going to do a report on the ghost cities in China. It is absolutely incredible how many new apartments. I got a good story on that. So look out for that. And again, if you want to get C60, you can go to my shop at Sarah Westall under shop. And be sure to look for the coupons. And if you're a patron, you can also go to Sarah Westall in her shop and just make sure you put in the Patreon code. And again, please stay safe. Please heed all the different recommendations that make sense to you on what you can do to stay healthy and safe, and your loved ones. If you have children, you have grandchildren, make sure they are all doing this as well. I contacted my whole family to make sure that they're getting on C60. And my sister's a doctor, my other sister's a pharmacist, and they are wanting to know everything about it. But they are seriously looking into getting on it as well. It's really important. So despite all this critical news and the impeachment going up and on and all the craziness, I hope you end up still find a way to have an amazing day, take time for your loved ones, realize what's important in life, de-stress, take a deep breath, and whenever you feel that anxiety, take a deep breath and close your eyes and just settle down a bit and go on with your day. And remember that your loved ones are the most important thing in your life. That's what we have. And so take care of them and protect them. So have an amazing day.